This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli military strikes across the Palestinian-Gaza Strip killed at least 61 people in the space of 48 hours, medics said on Saturday, as Israeli forces battled Hamas-led militants in the territory. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal, something many Israelis are blaming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for. Zahiro Shahamor is protesting.
The blood of the murdered hostages is on Netanyahu's hands. Their lives could have been saved through any of the many deals he sabotaged. The lives of some of the hostages can still be saved, but Netanyahu is Mr. Death.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. It's been exactly 11 months after the Hamas killing spree into southern Israel that killed more than 1,200 and launched a war in which more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in. A proposed resolution asked the United Nations to plan for UN peacekeepers to replace Kenya-led police mission in Haiti. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The United States and Ecuador have put forward a draft resolution asking the United Nations to start planning for a new peacekeeping operation in Haiti. This would replace the current mission led by Kenya to help local police in tackling gang violence. The proposed Security Council resolution, obtained by the AP, says that UN peacekeepers are needed to maintain the progress made by the current multinational mission. This mission has already sent nearly 400 Kenyan police officers to assist the Haitian National Police. But many Haitians have rejected the proposal of another peacekeeping operation, given the introduction of cholera and sexual abuse cases that occurred when UN troops were last in Haiti. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. Venezuela has revoked Brazil's permission to represent Argentine interests in the country, including overseeing an embassy where six opposition members are sheltering, the government announced on Saturday. The decision takes effect immediately due to apparent evidence that the embassy was allegedly being used to plan assassination attempts against President Nicolas Maduro and the vice president. Brazil expressed quote-unquote surprise at the move, while Argentina condemned it. Both Brazil and Argentina called on Maduro to adhere to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. More information about the Georgia school shooter's past with taunting at school has been revealed. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Georgia teen Colt Gray, charged with fatally shooting four people at his high school Wednesday, was interviewed by a Jackson County investigator in May 2023 about whether he made an online threat on Discord.
I promise I will never say something.
So you haven't used Discord?
At the time, the then 13-year-old said he was hacked. In the same 2023 interview, investigators asked his dad, Colin Gray, about keeping guns in the house and if he knew about a school shooting threat, which he denied.
All the guns will go away.
The dad said he spoke to his son about safety.
All the school shootings, things that happen.
Yeah, all, scary.
Hey, are you getting picked on at school? He is. He's getting picked on at school.
The father is also charged in the deaths of the two students and two teachers. I'm Julie Walker.
Asia's most powerful storm this year made landfall in northern Vietnam on Saturday. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Super Typhoon Yagi brought with it wind speeds of up to 99 miles per hour. That's having lost power from its peak of 145 miles per hour a day earlier, as it tore through China's island of Hainan. There, it reportedly killed two people. Yagi had already claimed the lives of at least 16 people in the Philippines, the first country it hit. On Saturday, Vietnam state media also reported deaths. A dozen people were reported to be missing at sea. Vietnam's government said it had evacuated nearly 50,000 people from coastal towns and deployed 450,000 military personnel.
David Doyle from Reuters. Five inmates, a Briton, an Argentinian, a Georgian, and two Portuguese, escaped from a high-security prison 30 kilometers north of Lisbon, authorities said Saturday. The men, aged 33 to 61, escaped, quote, with external help through the launch of a ladder which allowed the inmates to scale the wall and access the outside, unquote. Police were immediately deployed to recapture them, according to the prison service. The United States has informed allies that it believes Iran has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. That word comes from two people familiar with the matter. They're not offering any details about how many weapons have been delivered or when the transfers may have occurred. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.